Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, and welcome to Visible by Numbers being broadcast on beautiful CBS Radio. This is your host, Allison, and I thank you for being here, and I hope that everyone is doing well this evening. Now, I don't know about you, but the recent earthquake in Haiti has been on my mind constantly for the past couple of weeks, and to tell you the truth, I have felt quite overwhelmed. My husband and I visited Haiti a long time ago on our honeymoon, and we found the people of Haiti to be very special. And my heart was broken knowing the great amount of destruction that occurred to a nation that has so very little to begin with. And when I heard that my guest was planning a trip to Haiti and his intentions was to do what he could do to help them, I truly wanted to help him in any way that I could, so I invited him to come on my show to bring attention to what I'm calling a man with a mission. This is someone that I really respect for his courage and his determination. Someone who just wouldn't sit by idly and watch what was happening. Someone who just felt a need to do something more. You may know him as a healer, an empath, a medical intuitive. Maybe even you remember him from his appearance on America's Psychic Challenge. But his compassion for the pain and the suffering of his fellow man has truly compelled him to personally go to Haiti and offer his healing heart and his help. It is my pleasure to welcome Jeff Baker to the show. Hey, Beth. Hey, Jeff, you're with us, right? You're with me, right?
I am with
you. We didn't drop you.
How you doing? No, we didn't.
Okay. Jeff, okay.
Hi, everybody.
Looks to me like Jeff is got dropped again, okay? So, okay, is Mercury in retrograde? What is the deal? What is going on?
I'm here. Can you hear me, Alex?
You're there? You can hear me?
I'm here.
I didn't hear you at all. Okay.
Yeah, I'm here. I was like, hey, everybody.
I think, and this is an apology, I think we might have a bad digital there. I don't know. This might happen. It seems our digital is kind of going in and out. Let's just see how it goes.
Okay. We'll give it a shot.
Yeah, sorry. This seems to be a little bit of a Jeopardy problem here today, but again, we'll monitor it, and we do apologize.
All right.
We'll work it out. I'll ask Elijah to help us.
Yeah, we need to bring in some little energy here, or maybe there just is just a little bit too much energy here. Not really sure what's going on. But anyhow, Jeff, thank you for coming on the show. And, you know, I guess the big question here is really, you know, why you, why Haiti? When did you feel this desire, and just what exactly are your plans?
I first went to the Dominican Republic in Haiti about 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. I just fell in love with the Dominicans and the Haitians, and have a lot of respect and love for that area, that island, and other places along there. And pretty much try is the work that I do, because I'm an empathic healer, and that's my main work. And I fall under guidelines of psychic, conduit, you know, whatever. And I do all that work, but I basically go to disaster areas and have been doing these trips for 20 years. And so when this hit, it was really odd. The morning that it hit, I woke up and, my housemate at the healing center that I am in, based out of in Sonoma, California now, I had a conversation with her, and I said, there's, you know, something big happening with Earth today, and and it's bigger than 9/11, and I was quite sick, and I had kind of an experience I had with 9/11 and Katrina, and I was in Katrina as well, and then it hit, you know, and...
What?
It was devastating immediately, because I knew, you know, the preliminary reports that came out were like, there's an earthquake, it's big, but there was, you know, no kind of information yet as to casualties and the people that were stranded and hurt. But I knew instantly that this was a huge deal. And just right at that moment, I have a guide, Elijah, that most people know about now. I was just pulled to go immediately. So we started revving up with the intention of going sort of organization I've been worked with and been with and helped Doctors Without Borders, American Red Cross, those sorts of things, UNICEF, that I've been kind of a part of. We always have a problem with supplies and medical equipment and just basic fundamental things that people need to use. Really hard to get it to the people. And so I just started going on my own. I mean, I started loading up trucks and vans for Katrina and went there. I was in Zimbabwe when there was a war, helping out people there. And so I just decided, you know, to do this the same way. Mm-hmm. And so I did. And I mobilized a little crew, and I have a good friend, Diana Weiss, in the Dominican Republic, and immediately coordinated with her, and then put a little team together. There's just four of us going, and then just put out the call for people to send supplies to this address. And basically what we're doing is we're flying into the Dominican Republic and taking a boat over to Haiti with our supplies and the supplies that have been flown in and also the supplies that we're bringing. We're going to kind of an extraordinary measure right now, because we're going to bring like four suitcases each, which you can only have two. We upped it to so we could all bring cases and just pack it full of, you know, everything that we need. And we're going, and we're going to be on the ground helping people and updating Facebook and Twitter and
wonderful.
My website.
That's what I was,
stuff as we're.
That's the thing I was going to ask, if you were going to keep us updated on Facebook and Twitter. And so
yes.
Anyone that's listening to the show, you can certainly, if you're on Facebook or Twitter, you can just put in Jeff's name and hook up with him and then kind of keep track of how this as it goes. And also I want to let everyone that's listening know that I just did an update to my show info pages, and there's actually two addresses there. So we're not going to actually kind of give the addresses out on the air, but if you just go to the front of BBS Radio, if you click on Visible by Numbers on Monday night, and if you look at the show information for tonight's show, we have two addresses there. Now, you have the one for Sonoma, California. Now, you're leaving on February 1st. Yeah. I'm assuming that you've got to, whoever's shipping anything to you has got to get it there before the 1st of February, correct?
Yes, that's it. I'm doing like a slew of radio interviews between now and Wednesday.
Right, to get that there. And then there's also another address that if somebody wanted to ship directly to the Dominican Republic, to your friend Diana's house, where she will hold that supplies until you get there, and then also that'll be a staging area to go and distribute the supplies. And that address as well is in the show information right there on the front page of BBS Radio. Like I say, just click on Visible by Numbers. It's a lot easier to just copy it from there than it is, you know, trying to say it and get the spelling correctly, especially the Dominican Republic address. So it is right there for everyone.
Can I make a note on that, too?
Sure.
You can go directly to my Facebook page, or you can go to, I have a Facebook fan page and then a regular Facebook page.
Sure.
I think you have to put Jeff Baker Psychic or Empath to get to it. And then you can also go directly to jeffbakerpsychic.com, and we've thrown up a page on my website that says Haiti Relief. And
sure.
It's got the address there. And the thing about the address in the Dominican Republic is there's plus signs in between some of the writing, and those plus signs just mean it's
a separate line.
Indications that, yeah, it's a separate line.
Right.
And so that's all posted on the website. It's posted on Facebook. It's not posted on Twitter yet, but will be by tonight.
Right, and I just want to tell everybody that probably your best bet at this point would be to ship to the California address and do it soon.
Yeah.
Because I personally shipped you out something to the Dominican Republic, and I got to tell you that, you know, the shipping cost for that is really kind of expensive, and I think it'd be much more cost effective to get it to California than it would be to try to get it to the Dominican Republic. Although, you know, the way that I looked at it, and I'm sorry, but this is my thoughts and this is my feeling, you know, I don't care what it cost. If something I sent, if it fed somebody, if they were hungry, or if you could use the bandages or the first aid kit for somebody that was in need, I don't care. It's worth $1 million to me. So both places, you know, to me, like right now, I think I would really recommend for everyone to, like, gather some stuff and get it to the California address, because it's much more cost-effective there than going to the Dominican Republic. But certainly, are you going to be needing supplies to be continually shipped in, Jeff? Is that your plan to have it, you know? Okay.
Yeah. Well, once we get there, we'll need them to be shipped to the Dominican Republic. Before it can come to 500 Michael Drive, Sonoma, California, 95476, which is listed on all these pages that we've been talking about, Allison. But, we're going to take as much as I think we calculated that between all of us, we can take 750 pounds worth of stuff.
That's a lot of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff, but it's not nearly enough. But, you know, the whole question it is that with American Red Cross, which is a great organization, and UNICEF, which is a great organization, Doctors Without Borders, all great, you know, and everybody's doing what they can, but we're actually going to be able to just dock our little boat in a port, get off with backpacks, and make an actual difference to the people and update you. So, like, I don't know, if you send, you know, a baby formula, you know, I will take the pictures. This baby formula is from Allison. Take a picture and show who it's going to and where.
BBSRadio.com. All right. Well, apparently we've lost Jeff for another moment. I'm not sure if he's on a cell phone. I'm not sure exactly what the problem is, but BBS is working on it. Now, some of the things that you might consider, you know, what Jeff was saying just before, you know, he kind of got dropped, is that, you know, their plan is to actually, you know, when we look at what's going on in Haiti, and there's a lot of supplies that are on the ground, and they're sitting on the tarmacs, and they're having a great deal of difficulty distributing them. And, you know, just now supplies are starting to get out to where they're most needed, but there's still remote places that are not receiving supplies. A lot of places outside Port-au-Prince that where there's, you know, people have barely gotten water, yet alone food or formula or even medical help. And so Jeff, as he was talking about, like, they're planning on taking a boat over, they're literally walking it in, and they're going to find the people that are most in need, and they're going to distribute, you know, whatever supplies that they receive and make sure that the people are going to get them. And so this is really, you know, it's a, like a one-man little army, but there's not going to be any bureaucracy or, you know, worry about roads or things like that. That it definitely their mission is to go in and find people and help them. So some of the things I know that are probably would be really good to think about would be even first aid kits or bandages or gauze paper or something like that, even alcohol pads, antibiotic ointment, certainly, you know, maybe some iodine, anything that might be a small medical kit would be a wonderful thing to ship. I'm also hearing, because I've kind of looked over some of the pages to look to see, you know, what kind of items they're asking for, and things like sheets and blankets, water purification tablets is another thing that they're asking for, electrolyte tablets. I think water is pretty heavy to ship that, but, you know, personal care items is another thing, like, you know, soap and toothpaste and washcloths and things like that. So these might be some items that you might think about, as well as formula, baby food, regular food, all of which will be important at this time, because there are some places that are very remote that are not getting the supplies. And I'm sure that eventually, you know, all the organizations that are on the ground, you know, like recently we've heard that there's plenty of doctors now, whereas before there wasn't enough doctors. They have a shortage of nurses. But it's been very frustrating for me as I sit there, and sometimes I can't watch the coverage because I get very frustrated when I see all these things sitting on the tarmacs, and then I see the need of the people, and then it's not getting into the hands of the people. So I think one of the beautiful things with Jeff's vision.
Sorry, Allison, I'm back.
Oh, wonderful. I don't know what. This does not happen, Jeff. I really apologize. It's just one of those
tried
nights.
I've two different phones. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay. You sound better on this phone. But I was just explaining to people, you know, repeating a little bit of what you said. And also I was kind of going over a list of things that I've seen that they've been asking for in need. Now, you might have some specific things that you might want to tell people that they might want to consider sending. Do you have anything specific?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely baby formula, baby food, diapers, any kind of antibacterial, Purell, you know, that kind of stuff. Rubber gloves. We need rubber gloves still, and stuff like that, because you always run out of rubber gloves in these situations. Sanitation things. Water. Pills to sanitize the water. You know, just the very basic of things. And then, of course, then we start stepping up to, like, energy bars are, I think, a really good thing because they're, you know, come prepackaged and they're just ready to go to distribute to people. I'm trying to think of everything else. I mean, those are, like, really the important, really, really important needs right now. And, of course, any kind of medical supplies that we can actually get into the hands of the people who are using medical supplies but don't have the medical supplies.
Sure.
You know, so it's like, you know, there's Doctors Without Borders and there's the U.S. military there and the Navy and they're all doing what they can, but there's a lack of supplies just sitting there, not getting to areas in and around Port-au-Prince and still not Port-au-Prince. And the thing that people, the biggest thing that's been, you know, a hardship for me to really convey to people is that if you haven't ever been there before, you don't know how many people there are in a very small area. I mean, the area is walking distance everywhere, but there are millions of people there, and they are fleeing out of Port-au-Prince in the area and camping, making campsites in different places and different towns that also don't have supplies or support.
Sure.
And since we're taking in a smaller craft and a smaller amount of supplies, we're not going to be able to save the masses, to be honest with you. But we're going to be able to contribute to maybe 1, 2, 3 villages, you know, or areas quite substantially directly with no middleman, no business. All of our money is coming out of our own pocket for this. You know, we're not set up for in this kind of thing for a nonprofit. So we are, you know, everything's coming out of our pocket. So just anything that anybody can send in that venue so that we can directly make the effort to get it to them,
right,
will be great.
I just want to say that I've been, as I was saying when we lost you for a while there, that I've been overwhelmed by the coverage. And I think one of the things that disturbed me the most was watching Sanjay Gupta walk into the airport and go to a tarmac and ask for medical supplies. He needed them. And there was just pallets and pallets of them. And then he walked out with a garbage bag, which looked to be like maybe 50 bottles of something in it, when there were boxes and boxes and boxes. And then they showed him a little while later delivering them to a hospital. And I was thinking to me that that was a little bit along the lines of insane. If he could get from point A to a hospital, why was he only carrying a bag of 30 things? Why couldn't he, you know, take a pallet of things? It boggles my mind, but I understand the infrastructure. I understand the problem with the roads. I understand all of that. But it seems to me, go on foot. You know, my thing is couldn't you walk it in? And really, this is what you're going to do, is walk it in to where it's needed.
Yes, we are going to directly walk it in ourselves, because if there is a lot of little groups like us instead of big organizations that have problems with bureaucracy, problems with transport, problems with the roads and the vehicles and the trucks and just all the things, when we're walking through, we're going to just be walking straight to different areas. Like, we're going to a couple of orphanages, first things first, that we have some connections with, and then we have other connections that are just coming in. You know, emails are coming in different directions for different areas. And we're going to just walk in, and when we run out of supplies, we're going to go back over to the DR and collect as much as we can there, although there is little stuff that we can buy in the DR. So that's why it's important to get it here now, and we just pay, you know, up for getting, even if we have to buy a couple extra plane tickets just to get bags on the plane, we'll do it, you know. So it's just
now, do you know people personally in Haiti then? You've been speaking to them. What are they saying?
Just horrible. I mean, it's just really a madhouse of people scrambling to find little bits here and there, and then this intense fear. You know, I think by bigger groups always have this intense fear of intimidation that riots are going to break out and that things are going to happen, and that's true in dire situations like this. I mean, I've seen it. I saw it in Katrina. I saw it in Zimbabwe. I know how the mentality can get, but if you just stay long enough to sort of quell, you know, all the hostilities that are going on from just lack of basic human care, then things kind of start leveling out. And that's where, you know, being an empathic healer really comes in to assist this effort.
Right. Because that was going to be my next subject of discussion with you, because being an empathic healer, I would just feel in many ways, you know, the way that I visualize it and the way that I'm perceiving it, the way that I feel it, is that just your presence will have a calming effect upon the people. And but my concern for you also is, being an empath, you've been in these places before. That must take quite a toll on you.
Yeah, it's extremely, extremely, really, it's like walking in the middle of Times Square without your clothes on or something. It's just extremely impactful as an empath. But on the same, you know, regard, I've been practicing for 23 years, and I sort of have a way where even when it's at the height of, I'm getting so much information, you know, I'm hearing people, and then I'm hearing their people's people, and then their people's people, and stuff. And that's kind of an esoteric realm that that's happening. There is sort of a peace inside that Elijah provides in these situations for me that allows me to navigate more comfortably than I would imagine just me taking a trip to New York. And the last time I was in New York, I was bombarded with energy. So it's a little different kind of situation than that.
Okay.
And there's great.
Right. And I just want to take a moment here, if you don't mind, Jeff, because we did have quite a bit of difficulties at the beginning of the show. And so I just want to repeat to everyone one more time, and, you know, just what the show is all about. You know, Jeff is, you may know him as being an empath and a medical intuitive, a psychic, a healer. Certainly he has, you know, a career built up of teaching people how to heal themselves and healing others. But, you know, this is about a mission. You know, he's been in many places where there's disasters, and having seen what has happened in Haiti, you know, he's planning to go to Haiti, and his intentions is to do what he can to help people. And this is, you know, certainly a great expense to him, but also Jeff is asking for your help, and he's asking that if you find it in your heart that you would like to make a contribution, that there are a couple of addresses here where you can send some supplies. If you can get the supplies prior to February 1st, we have an address for items that goes to Juliet Scott on 500 Michael Drive, Sonoma, California, 95476. And that information is not only on the BBS pages under Visible by Numbers, but also you can go to jeffbakerpsychic.com, and that information is also there. You can also connect with Jeff on Facebook and Twitter, and I'm pretty sure that those addresses are there. After the first, there is also an address for the Dominican Republic, and you can ship directly to the Dominican Republic. And any supplies, any donations, anything that you send, as Jeff was saying, personally, him and a team of four others will literally walk it in to the people. And you were saying, I think about the time, Jeff, where we had a little bit of communication issues, that it's also your intention that if there's an item that somebody sent, you're actually going to take a picture and show them the hands that they, that it, you know, who you gave it to. Is this what you were saying?
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the guys that's going with us is a photographer and just an awesome guy who's part of, I'm going on tour in April, and he's doing the tour, and so he's going as a photographer and to take pictures. And that's the cool thing about it, is that people, you know, send $120 or $400 or $500, but they don't know where it goes, and then they hear this report that supplies aren't getting in, and they get kind of have a disgruntled attitude towards it. And I understand that completely. With everything that you send us, and I mean everything, you will see a picture and a post of who it's going to, where they are, why they needed it, and who it's from. And that is like the gesture that we're offering with what we're doing here, and why we're asking so many, you know, we've emailed tens of thousands of people, and that's why we're asking for this help, is you will be actually able to see, Allison, the stuff that you sent, you know, it will be posted, Allison, here you go, and this went to such and such, and the reason
That would probably bring tears to my eyes. I probably would fall to pieces if I saw it, because just seeing what I've seen on TV, I used to think, and I got to tell you this, you know, back when I was in, I'm so much older than you, I'm like 56 years old, but back when I was a young person, but I was also a very young mother. I had three children by the time I was 27 years old. And I can remember the hurricanes and the various different things, and seeing these disasters on TV, and every inch of me just wanted to walk out that door and go help. You know, but I had so much responsibility being a mother and you know, having a home and taking care of children, I never could. So you're kind of like doing what I would do if I could do it all over again, or if I was young again. You know, at 56, I wouldn't need much help.
I think you'd be a great help, but I think that what you're saying is so interesting, because I've gotten so many, our whole team has gotten so many emails from people like saying that exact same thing. I'm a mother of three, and, you know, we can't do that much, but we can do a little. We want to send some canned food or some baby food, or I have like three extra things of diapers and three extra things of formula that I got at Costco or something like that, where, you know, and I write each and every one of them back, everyone that has written in, I write back and I say, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Every little bit counts, and just because you have responsibilities there, that's great. You should be taking care of your responsibilities with your kids, and we will utilize whatever you can send. If it's a dollar, we don't care. And, you know, the other thing is, I always said, you know, I had a film a couple years ago called Awake Film, and with this tour, it's kind of my same mantra that always runs through my soul and my mind, Allison, is that it doesn't matter if you can help one person in need, just one, that's it, that's enough.
Right.
You know, because you could be that person, or your grandmother could be that person, or your husband, or your wife, or your kids could be that person. So, you know, of course, we hope to affect many more lives than one, but even if it was one, it would be worth every penny that we are spending on this.
That's exactly how I saw it, you know. It's like I guess when I looked at what I packaged, I thought, well, you know, if this just helps one person, if it just one person doesn't go hungry that day, then it's worth every bit of the effort that it took to put it in a box and to get it to the post office, and every ounce of that effort. If maybe, you know, the first aid kit can come to some use because, you know, somebody needed some help, it's worth every bit, you know, to know that maybe you just help one person, you know, and that would, and then, and you being the conduit, because really you're the conduit, because if I could be there myself, I would do it, but putting it into your hands and knowing that you would do what I would do, you know, and that's really what I felt.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, my infrastructure and my plan as just Jeff, not Michael and Juliet and Ethan and Diana, but just me is that, you know, during the day we'll be getting out as many supplies and updating everything about where it's going to as we can. And at night, people who are wounded, people who are sick, people who have a cold, people who, I see people from everything from AIDS to Parkinson's to cancer to Lyme's disease to chronic fatigue syndrome, you name it, I've worked with it, over 2,000, you know, cases. And what I will be doing at nighttime is wherever we are tenting up for that night, I will be empathically healing as much as I can. Until, you know, until my soul can give no more, I will be empathically healing, helping these people to heal in the way that I've done it.
Right. And I didn't even need for you to say those words because, you know, when I saw what you were doing on Facebook, which is really where I first saw it, that is the immediately what information came to me. And immediately, I just knew that your presence there, that the fact that you're such an incredibly gifted healer, and the, also the beauty of your soul, because I've talked to you before, Jeff, and I know, I know who you are. And that really, to me, was, you know, just your presence there and knowing the healing that you'll do, not necessarily about putting a bandage on, not necessarily about stopping bleeding, but it's healing on a different level. And, and that's, you know, that, that in itself is an incredible gift for you to be present and willing, to put yourself in that position and do that. So, you know, I personally, and I'm sure that our listeners would like to thank you for that besides the fact of taking, you know, and I have to think, you know, you better be careful, you know, because I would think that also too, you know, this is not necessarily a trip to the park, you know, that your life would be somewhat a little bit in danger along the way here too. You know, I know that you've got wonderful guides and a lot of protection around you, you know, but stay, you know, we would want you to stay safe and be careful because this really can be a dangerous mission, you know, as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're taking all the precautions, you know, for that we can and then moving with faith with the rest. But we are definitely taking all measures and precautions that we totally can. And I, you know, when I was in Haiti before, I just had a very spiritual experience with the people who are predominantly Roman Catholic, but Voodoo, which I don't practice, but I accept all religions and all people for whatever, they have such a way about them and such a kindness. They really remind me of, South Africans in a lot of ways. And, you know, knowing that they recognize the seers and the healers, and I remember it was like when I was in Zimbabwe, these guys were outside playing with baboons during this, you know, very, you know, this war going on in the country, and they were trying to. I was in a village, and they were trying to guess what I did for a living. They were just kind of playing a game at night, and this one guy kind of like walks out of the dark. This skinny man, very beautiful, and he was, you know, had AIDS for a long time, so he was totally wasting, and he had cataracts in his eyes, and he just walked up to me, and he pointed with two fingers to his eyes, and then he pointed to my eyes, and he goes, "Seer." And it was just like this poignant moment where it was just like everybody, you know, all the guys that were around asking me what we're doing, they're all like, ooh, 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 ooh. But immediately they had this sort of, this different reverence for that and respected it because they come from the land of shamanic healing. You know, Africa is where shamans started. And it's like that energy just kind of goes with each other. So I do feel like there is a lot of danger and that we are going to take every precaution, but I also feel this intense empathetic connection with that spirit. And those people recognize that in me. And what a wonderful miracle that is, because, you know, I can't take credit for that in any way, Allison, whatsoever. No. And I don't want to take credit for it. I never have, but they see that.
Right.
And it's,
Well, you know, it's like I was saying when I was there, the beauty of the spirit of the people is what I was most touched by, that the simplicity of what they took joy in, and sometimes removing yourself from this world and getting down to basics, family, love, children, life. You know, I think that that really connects a person spiritually and to the earth, but also spiritually in many ways. And it was just a beauty to the people. And I know that, sometimes it was hard to see, the living conditions. And even that's before all of this. You know, and I can't even imagine what it's like now. And I can remember, you know, when we, you know how like when you're a tourist or when you're in an area and they, you know, very much want you to spend your money, but, you know, I would just like happily just hand over money right and left for dumb
yeah.
stuff that I didn't need, but it didn't really matter, and I wouldn't haggle over prices. I would just, you know, because I just wanted them to have the money, you know. It was like, you know,
right.
And to me it was a lot of fun in a way, you know, because I think they were used to people arguing with them about prices and stuff, and it was just, you know, it's like, no, that's great, that's wonderful, I'll take it. So, and
yeah.
just beautiful, joyful faces, you know. So,
yes.
And I think one of them gave me a tremendous gift as well. I remember this distinctly. He was insistent that I needed this hematite bracelet. It was an ankle bracelet, actually. And he was insistent that I needed it. And, of course, at the time, I wasn't aware of quite how psychic I was going to turn out to be, or certainly how ungrounded I really was. I just wasn't aware of it. And it took me a few more years to figure out just how important that was for me to ground my energy. And so it was really funny how, you know, I was looking at all these other things, and it wasn't the prettiest one, but he was insistent that I had to have that. So I thought that was pretty cool. So, I don't know, a lot of different stories. But I really respect you. And as I said, you know, personally myself, one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on the show was because I really feel so strongly that this is the right thing to do, and so strongly in your vision and what it is you're trying to achieve. And I personally, you know, thank you from the bottom of my heart for your heart and the fact that you're so willing to put yourself out there and to go do this. And so again, if you're listening to the show tonight, we're talking to Jeff Baker, and many of you may know him, as an empathic healer, medical intuitive. He's done tremendous workshops to teach people how to heal. He's healed people by the thousands. And certainly, you know, this is a person with a heart for humanity. And you're more than welcome to go on his website, which is jeffbakerpsychic.com. You can click on that Haiti Relief page. There are addresses there. And you can help him help Haiti by... if you've got some things in your house, some food, some water, some diapers, some formula, even if you've got some gauze bandages and, you know, some hydrogen peroxide or rubber gloves or whatever the case might be, you know, you can literally box that up. You can put it in his hands. And on February 1st, he will start distributing all of those supplies personally to the people of Haiti. He will be, I think you said you're taking a boat, you're walking it in. And we know from watching the coverage on television, we know that there is a big bottleneck with getting the supplies to the people that need it. And also there's a lot of remote areas where, you know, people have fled the cities or even places that haven't received anybody and no one's come to help. And so, you know, this is really important to put, you know, supplies in the hands of some people that really could make a difference, even if it's saving one person at a time. So I encourage all of you to go to jeffbakerpsychic.com, copy down those addresses, and if you can, send some supplies prior to February 1st. You've got to get it there before February 1st because they're leaving on the 1st. You want to send that to Juliet Scott, 500 Michael Drive, Sonoma, California, 95476. After February, there is an address on the page, and that is an address in the Dominican Republic, which will be more or less the supply headquarters. And that's just a little complicated to give on air, but it certainly is posted in more enough places. And again, you might want to connect up with Jeff on Facebook and also on Twitter so that you can keep abreast to, you know, as he goes into Haiti and the work that they're doing. Just really a worthwhile cause. And Jeff, you know, like I said, I can't thank you enough. And I know that you were talking, you know, we barely got on the subject that you know people there and you're aware of some of the conditions there, with people. Do you want to talk about that just for a few minutes?
Sure. I mean, you know, I know a lot of people in the Dominican Republic, especially people that have gone over there on missions for missionary trips and Jesuits and that have done work in both Haiti and the Dominican Republic. So it's been kind of an influx of friends and then friends who introduced me to friends who I became friends with that I know. And, you know, go in and out of the Dominican Republic and Haiti for years and years and years now, doing humanitarian efforts because, as we all know, Haiti is, you know, the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. And it is, not because of what Pat Robertson thinks.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. I don't even think we should give it airtime. But, you know, I've known people there in and out forever. I've been there, and it thankfully, you know, we did lose somebody that we know over there, and that was, you know, it's a terrible situation. But I don't even know. There are so many people that I know that go there that I'm not sure if they're there, if they're not there, because they're in and out at different times, and I haven't connected with everybody yet, and my business right now, Allison, is just crazy because I'm prepping for a tour and I have a book coming out and I've seen 5 clients today and business is crazy at the same time, you know, so it's like I'd have to be up 24 hours a day to connect with everybody that I know there.
I know, I think there's something going on. I mean, I don't know about with you, but also with myself, with what I do. You know, it's been a little bit crazy. I think there's a lot of people that are in need, you know, all over the place, and it is a little bit crazy right now, I think. So.
Yeah. These are desperate times, call for desperate measures, right?
But, exactly. Exactly.
But,
I wanted to say that I'm not 100% certain because we had some technical difficulties. I'm not 100% certain if the phone lines, if we're actually able to get calls. But what I want to do is we got about, 10 minutes left on the show. So I do want to give out the numbers if you want to give a call in, if you got a question for Jeff or a comment. The numbers are toll-free 888-815-9756. You can also, and that's toll-free worldwide. You can also call in at 530-327-7602, 530-776-5185, and 530-413-4522. And like I said, I'm not 100% certain if our phone lines are up and running, given the difficulties that we had technically at the onset of the show. But, you know, and also you could certainly, I would say, email Jeff some words of encouragement. What if your email got slammed? If you can't get through on the phone lines, by all means, feel free to email Jeff and let him know your thoughts and certainly his encouragement. And, you know, I also feel, you know, prayer, you know, for you and for your group, you know, that, you know, even if let's say you're in a position and you can't do anything, then, you know, certainly pray for Haiti, but also pray for you guys, you know, that it's all smooth sailing for you and, you know, that you know, it's effortless, you know, what you're about to do. I'm in awe of you. I mean, I gotta say, totally in awe.
Well, thanks. I mean, I'm insane. Like I tell people always, you know, I'm insane, and I'd rather have inner sanity and do the right thing than be out sane like the blind billion.
Right.
So, but you know, also I speak in engagements all over. So there's a speaking engagement that's also listed on my website, Jeff at JeffBakerPsychic.com, And, oh, that's my email. Sorry, my website is jeffbakerpsychic.com. They're called Sat Sings, gatherings of people who come to hear truth. And so I'm speaking at one this Saturday night, and everything is on my page about that, listed about that Sat Sing on the calendar page. So I do these talks, mm-hmm. like, you know, once or twice a month. I haven't done one since October, but anyways, all the proceeds from that night, Saturday, are going towards this. So, you know, every proceed, the penny that we make is going towards it.
Okay. I'm pretty sure that we've heard a beep, Jeff, so what I'm going to do is I think we got a caller, so I'm going to take our caller, okay?
Sure.
All right, okay. So who's calling, please?
Hi, my name is Kim.
Hi,
how
Kim,
are you?
How are you?
Hi.
Good. I'm fine, and how are you tonight?
Very well.
Good. Well,
good,
I'm calling tonight just to, don't really have a, well, I do have a concern about one of my pets. Can I ask a question about her?
Sure.
Well, I'm not exactly sure if we're doing readings tonight, dear heart.
Okay.
That really, you know, more or less we're just kind of like talking about this particular thing. Although, you know, most often, check some of the other shows, because I know that we have a healer on next week and we've got some psychic mediums coming on in the next couple weeks. So why don't you give us a buzz back on one of those shows, okay?
Oh, well, thank you. You have a good evening.
All right, you're welcome.
Thank you, you too.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
I just kind of said sure real quick, not knowing.
What'd you say?
I just said sure really quick because I had talked to, you know, the team before I got on this phone call because they're arranging other radio interviews for me as we speak. And I had just said, you know, well, if people want to ask psychic questions, that's fine as long as we get the message out about AAD. So, but
yeah.
So as soon as she said something, I was like, sure, I'll answer your question about your pet.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't want to put you in that position, seeing that wasn't really what we had arranged. And so
that's
I'm also
okay.
going to tell anybody that wants to call into the show, we only got 5 more minutes, that if you've got a comment or a question for Jeff, by all means, you know, especially, you know, even your thoughts on Haiti or how you're feeling about it, or if you want to wish him luck, you know, you're more than welcome to call in the next 5 minutes. But, you know, I think you've got to, you know, having done 5 healings today and all the things you got on your plate, I don't want to put you out there to do readings. And so I do apologize to Kim for saying, ooh, why don't you call in on one of the other shows? Because we're doing readings all the time here on this show. And I think that's why my listeners are quite accustomed to it. So, she's more than welcome to call in. Now, I know I just heard another beep, so I'm not sure if we've got another caller. So let me just check. Do we have another caller?
Yes, it's Glenda in Maryland. I had a question referring, you were talking about empath, and I find it overwhelming like you do to watch it on TV. And I was wondering, when Jeff goes to these places, him being psychic like he is, has he ever, like, well, there's somebody there and they're still alive underneath the rubble? Has that?
Yes, definitely. That has happened many times, and if there is, and by miraculous, you know, by a miracle that somebody is still alive while we were there, mm-hmm. I will go right to them. I mean, that's sort of counter.
Very good. That was the one.
You know, that is sort of
question.
Exactly what I do.
And I've, all my life, had premonitions, but the problem with them, it doesn't tell me when, and so far none of them have been able to prevent. Like in premonition dreams, I dreamt of my father's death, my brother's car wreck, and other things that happened, but I couldn't prevent them. You understand? And it doesn't give me a time limit.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Have you ever had a premonition and you knew exactly when it was going to happen, or...
Oh, yes, all the time. I mean, that's what I specialize in is, you know, I specialize in healing and everything esoteric under the sun, but that's sort of like psychic premonition about something going to happen in the future. Yes, I get dates on that. Yes, I get contracts on it, which is sometimes stoppable and sometimes not stoppable, depending on the contract and how it's written for a specific occasion. But, yeah, that is definitely possible.
And the ones that you... could not, like, my father's death and my brother's death and then my stepfather's brother. I saw it in dream vision, but I couldn't stop it, and it truly upset me when it happened, but I knew it was out of my control, and is there a better way to do it?
Absolutely. You know, I
like
just want to address what she's saying really quick and
sure,
tie it back
ahead,
into Haiti. And the reason why is because I want to tie it back into Haiti. There's an awful lot of people right now that I'm dealing with in class situations and seminars and tour that I'm going on. And, you know, this is not really my style. So anyone who's listening, just know it's absolutely really not my style. I never thought that I would get this big in the field that I'm doing, nor did I really want to. I don't know about you, Allison, but it's not just something that you dream when you're little and you're like, oh, I'm going to do that, and that's going to be really cool for me. No, there was, like, resistance always in me to that. But, you know, as the life has progressed in this lifetime, the things that you're talking about, hon, and having premonitions and dream states, I think are really important. And I think they're important because a lot of people, a mass number of people, are waking up right now to those sorts of things. And so we're taking steps into that on a mass conscious level. And then now I'm helping people direct accuracy with them.
Right. When
something
you go there, like
been,
when you said you know if there's somebody still alive and they're right there and you help. And then you're a medical intuitive, so you can give them, like, the distant healing, and that helps. I know. I believe in distant healing and power of prayers and all that. So you put it, but I just, being empath like you are, I'm like Allison. I wonder how you not get overwhelmed with it, the feelings, the emotions.
Right. Glenda, honey.
Well, you know,
And good point, and Jeff as well, you know, and I hate to cut the conversation short, you
it's
know.
It's okay.
I
understand.
Guys, Glenda,
I understand
we
very
are
much.
Just,
and
we're
God
down
bless
to the last
all
second.
You and
Glenda,
for going there and putting the word out there. Bye.
Okay. Thank you, sweetie, for calling into the show. I really appreciate it. Jeff, I hate to say it, but we ran out of time, and we are out of time.
That's
so
okay.
One more time, you know, please go to jeffbakerpsychic.com. And click on the Haiti Relief page. There are addresses there where you can send some supplies. It gives you an opportunity to sow some kindness, to be part of, you know, something greater than yourself. And so be sure to check that out. Godspeed. I wish you incredible amount of luck. And I really appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Allison. And I just wanted to say, if you want to find me on Facebook, you have to type in Jeff Baker Psychic or Jeff Baker Empath, and it'll come up, and then you'll be able to view what you sent in, because I'll be posting it all the time.
Okay.
So
that's
a good
fabulous
way for people to get in touch. And thank you so much for having me on, and at such a short notice. You're such a sweetheart.
Well, you know, it's a good cause, and I'm right behind you, and certainly I'll be thinking of you, and my prayers are with you, okay? So take care of yourself, okay?
Thanks, hon. You too.
All righty. Good night, everyone. Thanks so much for being on the show. And Jeff and everybody, we'll be back again next week. This is Allison, and until next week, have a wonderful week.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.